Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Horta moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Fisk moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards the mound. Saber Hagen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Saber Hagen. Williams moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus bunts towards the mound. Saber Hagen fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Boston moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. White reaches second base with a double. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Balboni reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 2 to nothing, Royals. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salazar for the out. Balboni moves to third. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Balboni hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Redus, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. Quirk goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gielen strikes out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Balboni hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-3 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni fields the ball and throws to Saber Hargan covering. Safe. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Saber Hagen covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.